name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been about 2.5 months or so since my last confession. And in that time, Father, I've done something I think that I fear is unforgivable. I'm sorry, Father. I've done sexual things with a boy in the chapel here at school. I'm so ashamed. I'm sorry. I was praying in the chapel, and when I was finished, I got up, and he was there, and we were alone. We got to talking, and I told him that I had thoughts and fantasies about giving up my chastity. And one thing led to another, and it happened. Details, Father? Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Of course, Father, I want to be forgiven. If this is my penance, I'm sorry. It's difficult to talk about. Okay, so we... I'm sorry. No, I know that you're really nice and cool and understanding, priest. You're so much nicer than grumpy old Father Thomas. I won't get in trouble, will I? Okay, Father. Well, like I said, I was in the chapel praying, and when I got up, he was there. We were the only ones there. So we started talking about just life. He was having a rough day, and I tried to encourage him and told him that, you know, despite appearances, we all are dealing with our own stuff, and confessed to having these impure thoughts. What kind of impure thoughts? Just, I guess, wanting to give up my chastity. Well, I fantasized about intercourse and oral sex. How do you mean? Giving and receiving, really. So, yeah, we were talking about this, and he kissed me, and I deepened the kiss, and he started touching me, and I liked it a lot, so I encouraged him. He was reaching up underneath my blouse and touching my breast, playing with my nipple. Are you okay, Father? You just sound a little breathless. So he was also... He was touching my private parts under my skirt. Excuse me, Father. Yes, my pussy. Pussy. Okay, so I elaborated on my fantasy that I had of doing these things in the chapel, and we did them. Are you sure you're okay, Father? Okay. Sorry. Yes. Am I getting turned on thinking about this, Father? Yes. Yes, I've touched myself since thinking about this. I should do it now? Okay. Is it really? Yes, Father, I want to be forgiven. Yes, Father. More details. And okay. Right now. Touch myself. He took me over to the altar, and he laid me down, and he lifted my skirt up, and shifted my panties to the side and used his tongue on my clitoris. Yes, Father, I was very wet. Yes, I was very swollen. He made me orgasm that way. And he, me back so that my head was dangling over the side of the altar, and let me open my mouth, and I sucked his cock. Yes, Father. I wrapped my lips around him and swirled my tongue around the tip before taking it all in and swallowing it, gagging around him. Father, are you okay? Father, are you playing with yourself? No, you didn't tell me to stop. I'm sorry. Then he, pulled out of my mouth and climbed on top of the altar with me. Oh, fuck. And he, yes, he thrust his cock inside of my pussy. No, it didn't hurt. I wanted it so badly, Father. I had played with myself previously thinking about this fantasy. And I found that I really enjoy being stretched out. Oh, God. Yes, he made me come. Then, no, he didn't. He didn't finish inside of me. He pulled out and we shuffled down off the altar, and I got down on my knees and took him into my mouth. And deep throated him some more, and he came inside of my mouth, and I swallowed him down. He swallowed it, yes. Yes, Father. Yes, Father, I am sorry. You want me to orgasm for my penance? Yes, Father. Please come. Please come. I want you to come. I want you to come thinking about me doing all of these naughty things. Father, I love that you were playing with your cock, thinking about me. Please come for me. Please. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.